Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. We're going to be in Catonsville in the 21228, where life is great. We will have the Maryland Treasures. I'm still trying to get the Miss Pac-Man perhaps for next month, but we still have the Maryland Treasures out in time for summer to get here. Memorial Day weekend. We'll be at a Fishmonger's Daughter on Thursday in Catonsville. Each and every week, we have a representative from the Maryland Lottery join us. Usually, it's Executive Director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, John Martin. It is this week because he is taking a, and the Orioles have been taking a whipping here. You're taking a little break from these $5,000 grand slams all of a sudden. We need you to be busier, giving lots of money away in home run riches. How are you today? How's lottery business? We're new games and giving money away, I hope.
We are doing well here. Thank you for asking, but I am remiss in not correcting an error that I made. I know it's rare. Last week, when we left our heroes, we talked about the sports wagering business, and I was rambling on about how it was the best month of the year. I had conflated the casino with the sports wagering. It was the best casino month in April. But as you correctly tried to point out, and I wasn't paying attention, there are much bigger months on the sports wagering calendar. So I erred, I misspoke. I promise almost never to do it again, at least maybe not in the next 30 minutes.
Well, at least I asked a good question in the segment. Maybe I
Yes.
didn't. I mean, I try to listen to my guests when they're here. You got a new game, the Sevens, and I always ask you about these things because I was in on this thing last year when we were trying to find artists. These things are put together years and years in advance, and I don't know how it all works, but you do because you're ex the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming.
Well, yeah. So yes, we had a new launch, as we call it here. Once a month, we launch new scratch-off tickets. And just last week, it was the May launch of our Triple Red Sevens. You know, in gaming lore, sevens is a magical number. People feel very
Well, I was
lucky
in
about
Las
the number
Vegas the
seven.
last couple nights. So, like, you know, I was watching the craps. Seven's a thing. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Seven's a thing.
Seven is definitely a thing. So when we can lean into that, we put together a family of five scratch-off games, starting at the $1 price point. Triple Red Sevens, top prize $777. At the $2 price point, Triple Red Sevens Doubler, where the top prize is $7,777. At the $5 price point, Triple Reds Tripler, you kind of see where I'm going here. And the top prize on that ticket is $57,777. At the $10 price point, it is called the, what is it called? Triple Red Sevens Multiplier. The top prize there is $77,777. And at the $20 Triple Red 777, top prize $1 million.
There's no
And
sevens in that, John. I'm looking at all these sevens here.
there
Seven,
are some
seven,
sevens.
seven. There's a five in there on that 5777. But this is just straight out $1 million for the $20 ticket. Okay, I like
And
that.
you know, and we had, and here's where it gets even
Can you just give
stranger.
them 77 cents or something, tack on to that, or no? No?
Sure, give me
Okay.
a call. I'll get you the 77 cents. And because it can only happen here, we had a winner already of the that would be the $5. Where is it? Triple Reds Tripler. I'm sorry. No, it was the what the heck is going on? It's a $10 Triple Red Sevens multiplier for
So
$77,770.
somebody's hit
And
the 77 grand
no,
already.
somebody, he lives in, are you ready? Severn.
Severn with seven. I get it. I see what you did there.
You
You
get
didn't
it?
do it on purpose, though.
I
It
didn't
just
do it on purpose.
happened.
I mean, he could have been in Arbutus, but
Crofton.
no,
Yeah,
he
right.
wasn't.
You're Severna Park. He wasn't.
Exactly. So, and he is, actually, he is a she, as I look at it now. She's a big winner here. And congratulations.
77,777 dollars in Severn. Did I do that
Yep.
right?
Yep. There
I
you
like
see, you
that.
did much better than I did. It took me the long way to get there, but you just because you're a professional,
Well, I
Nestor.
try to be. And in
You
weeks when the Orioles are letting me down, and this baseball season is letting me down, and the
you know
Cavaliers
what?
are letting
Let's
you down,
well, yeah. Let's go to home run riches
let's
then,
go to
because
home run riches
you really want to
because
go to that one. And
we need more
remember,
of that.
We had
By the way, you just gave away. I'm literally live time right now. You just gave away some Sam Basayo money. I'm just saying.
nice,
Yeah, this is
nice.
so. It
Happy
was
to
a
do that.
solo. It was only great, but hey, whoever today's winner is for Tampa in the afternoon conclusion, literally, we're giving money away while we're doing this segment, John Martin. Literally, first time ever, maybe
You
that's
know what?
happened.
Today's winner is Charles Lawrence of Williamsport, Maryland.
Well, I know where that is. I fish there. It's out in
It's out
Western Maryland.
that way or that
Yeah, it's
way.
out. There's water out there and
Yes,
yeah.
that's
Well,
what
he just
I don't
won
know.
literally on my watch. Sam Basayo, Tropicana
There you go.
Field, right up into right center field. You're out of money, John Martin. So is the Maryland State. Where's the money coming? Is that called a
I've got it
pool
right
or
here. I've got it right here. It's in
okay,
my
the
drawer down
fund,
here.
whatever it is, the Home Run Riches Fund.
The
I
prize
like it.
fund.
Prize
Yes,
fund. Okay, just making sure you get the word right.
So coming up on the game, which I believe is Tuesday, May 26th, we will have our first, because it was rained out last month, our first VIP Truist Club Experience winner, where Mr. Arthur Clark, who has won now $500, actually he's won $2,000 because he's a VIP experience winner. Normally you win $500, and then he will win $500 for every Orioles home run hit, $5,000 should they hit a grand slam, and we will be there live because he has tickets for himself and three of his friends at the Truist Club to watch the game. Compliments of the Baltimore Orioles and Truist and your friends here at Maryland Lottery, and we will be recording his actions. So hopefully he'll be a winner, and we'll be able to see what it looks like to win cash money live.
Don't
Actually, it won't
see.
be live, but.
Here's what I'd be worried about. If I win, you're going to run around with a camera and everything I eat. Because if you would have been with me last week at Madison Square Garden when I snuck into this box, which I really did do,
Oh,
and all of
geez.
this food, it was like a Seinfeld episode. You
Oh,
more of any,
geez.
I felt like Nick Papagiorgio. I did. You know what I mean? More of anything, more of everything. You know what I mean? So I was just eating, and I'm thinking like, for these truest winners, all I hope for, well, I do hope that there are grand slams and more home runs from Sam Basayo, but I hope they eat a lot and enjoy themselves at the ballpark. That's what I hope they do.
Well, there's another story there, and I don't want to know. If you know when you're allowed one phone call from the New York Metropolitan Police, don't call me. I'm not coming to New York to save you on
If
this.
I
You're on your own.
told you some of the things, like
Oh,
I
jeez.
the Jack Kerouac of my American experience this last week in Las Vegas, New York, and Pittsburgh with Bruce Springsteen has really been something. Now, apparently, I've spent some time with Bruce Springsteen, and they're for the E Street Band. They're from New Jersey. Apparently, you got some Jersey news that you wanted to lay on me here. That's not
You know what?
necessarily more important than Bruce Springsteen or Jon Bon Jovi, but it's up there. There's some Jersey news.
I have some Jersey news, and it's not identified. I hope it's not Bruce himself that I'm detailing here. But you know, we talk about it all the time. Matter of fact, I have breaking news here in Maryland. When we have people who win, because we know that the numbers come up and they're winning numbers, but they haven't identified themselves yet. So we fear that maybe they've lost a ticket, forgotten about it, whatever. We have a bonus match five winner in Glen Burnie from this week. At the Giant Foods there on Crane Highway. If you found yourself there sometime this week and bought a bonus match five ticket, please check that ticket. You are $50,000 richer. They have not come forward yet, but they have 182 days. So normally in Maryland, you have 6 months. Some states, you have a year to claim a prize. And most states, when you get a little close to that, they put out an APB and say, hey, check your tickets, check your tickets. Could be you. So, a New Jersey lottery player, as the story begins, discovered a nearly $6 million winning ticket crumpled in an old pair of pants 8 days before it would have expired. So, he purchases the ticket in May of 2025. He's a regular, puts the ticket in his pants pocket, thinks nothing of it. Now, of course, it begs a couple questions. You tell me he hadn't worn those pants in a year. And even if he had, he
Where did he
hasn't
find
washed them
them?
in a
Yeah,
year.
okay, keep going.
So we sent out the APB, the New Jersey Lottery sent to the APB, hey, find the ticket, find the ticket. And he goes in the store, and the store says, yeah, we don't have that many people play. It was their pick six game. We don't even offer a pick six game here. So it's a very rare game. So the store said, it's probably one of our regulars who play the game, which of course would be this person. So he goes home, turns his house upside down, trying to find this ticket. Tick tock, tick tock. He goes into his closet and begins checking his pants. I can only read what's in front of me here. I'm not
See, I
responsible
wouldn't
for these
check
samples.
pants. I would check jackets. Jackets are like where things get stuck for me. Pants, I tend to wash those, and if it was in there, bad things would have happened because it would have come out in the dryer in a little clump. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Like
that's
when you
not
do
good.
that
That's
would
not
not
good.
be a losing
No, don't.
$5.9 million clump, is what that would
No,
be.
do not come to me with a clump of paper and a lint trap that says that's a winner. I'm going to say get out of here.
Well, I don't wash jackets as often, and some of them have to go dry cleaning or whatever. So, I mean, everybody in our audience, all five of them
Yes.
that are listening,
Public
they
service
all,
announcement. Go ahead.
whenever you've ever taken a jacket to either launder it or give it away, which is one, other than wearing it, it's the only thing you're going to do with a jacket is take it out to launder it or give it away. And we do coats. And I have Sean Merriman coming on this week. He's made a whole thing
Wow.
about coats and lights out and donations and all of that. But when you donate it or you wash it, excuse me, wash it, this is when you get into those pockets and you find the old business cards, you find an old receipt from something, an old lottery
Chewing
ticket.
gum.
So this
I
guy
find
found it
chewing
in
gum.
pants.
Found it in a pants pocket, and again, you're missing the point here. I'm wondering who the heck has, first of all, does he have hundreds of pairs of pants that he can't possibly. I mean, I've got a rotation, Nestor. You've got a rotation, right? Pants come up every so often. And when they
I don't
do,
have a
they get
lot of
plenty.
pants. I got a lot of shirts, not
Well,
a lot of pants. I
sounds like
agree
a
with you.
personal problem to me. I
Yeah.
don't know that I want to get into it, but yeah. So the happily ever after story is he gets a crumpled ticket, goes there, they validate it, and he wins $5.9 million. I hope he either A, goes to the dry cleaner more often, B, buys a new pair of pants.
Moral of the story is, check your tickets. We had a horse racing thing last week. You know, I had some horse racing guests on talking about like when in the old days when there were tickets all over the
Yes,
floor and people
yes.
would be looking, you know, for like tickets that may have been dropped or disregarded as winners or whatever. But 5.9 million bucks. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. We remind everybody, Mega Millions getting up on 300 million, Powerball's a little over 100 million right now. We haven't had anything like when 296 million's not juicy enough, John Martin. I don't even know what to say, you know?
Well, you know what? People should be playing responsibly.
All
And
right.
they should be budgeting their time and their talents. And when they buy a Powerball ticket, for example, whether it's a winning ticket or a non-winning ticket, it is eligible for our drawing, our NASCAR The Chase drawing. And we had a first of what are going to be five drawings this week. And we had a number of winners. These lucky eight people all won $2,500 plus the chance to be a finalist for the national competition, where top prize is $1 million. And they are Harrison Bartles of Baltimore, Kenya Collier of Bowie, Roberta Hunter of La Plata, Anthony Iafola of Baltimore, Karen Lewis of Baltimore, William Nichols of Bowie, Parker Porter of Sparrows Point, and Jennifer Young of Silver Spring. One of those lucky eight could be in the finals to win $1 million.
Always like do more drama when you do Sparrows Point or Essex or Dundalk or Highland Town on my behalf,
I'm
my
just waiting for
people.
that's my lead into you to say, hey, I know that person.
I didn't know.
Do
I
you
no, I
know
didn't know any
Parker
of them.
Porter?
I mean, I no, I mean, I, if I did, I'd give them a shout out. But I hope they're buckled up for this NASCAR. What is this NASCAR promotion? Let's talk about this thing here because I
Sure.
see the vroom vroom and the zoom zoom, and we've talked about my trip to Dover and how pretty the cars are and how loud it all is. But you know, it's not just like a NASCAR trip. You're sending them off to like someplace nice. It's like Miami, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, any Powerball ticket between now and June 15th is eligible for entry. Go into your My Lottery Rewards account and enter in the information, and we will have five drawings. The first one happened already. I just spoke of it. We'll have four more between now and the middle of June. We'll have eight winners per, so a total of 40. You all win $2,500, and one of those 40 will be our representative, kind of like the Miss America pageant, our representative on a national competition with other states to be in a drawing for potentially $1 million top prize, which will be awarded at the NASCAR championship, which will be at the Homestead track near Miami in the I believe that's November, Nestor, if memory serves. It'll be a November date.
Good. It'd be cold here. It'd be nice and warm there. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I also saw this. We have Miss Pac-Man. We talked about that, and I'm gonna get some of those tickets for it's all over with. You're doing like this 2-for-1 thing. You buy a $5 Lightning Cash Fast Play ticket, you get a $2 match ticket. Yeah, this is sort of the bonus thing. You were doing racetracks before that. There's like always a little extra
Always.
thing going on if you're willing to try a different promotion or play a new way, right?
We like to do that. Player, more importantly, players like to have those menus of options. We have
Value added is what we say.
nice. I like
I
that. I'm
like
going to
that.
use that next time.
All right.
The you go to mdlottery.com. You'll see promotions like a 2-for-1, Powerball, NASCAR promotion, the Ms. Pac-Man, where you could win an arcade game of your very own, the Big Spin we've talked about, Homer and Riches, of course. But you also have other opportunities for, I would say, just a variety of options. You can go again to mdlottery.com. We talked about the St. Petersburg luxury resort vacation. You know what? We're going to have an Ocean City. For those people who think, I'm not going to go to Florida, I got a beach right here. An Ocean City beachfront getaway. Enter in the promotion. We'll have that drawing
This Ocean City
after.
right here, this one
Yeah,
here,
that very one. Matter of fact,
right
it's in.
next to this one in Assateague. And by the way, watch out for the sharks down there. I heard
Oh,
about that
man.
this week.
How
And
about that?
in order to get there, you have to go through Blackwater, and you should visit Blackwater while you're there. And if you're doing it right, I mean, unless you're from Easton or Cambridge or someplace like that, you have to go across the Bay Bridge. That's pretty good Maryland travelogue I just did there to go to beach, right? You're sending people to Ocean City, I mean, right?
In less than 30 seconds. Very impressive.
All right.
But yeah, they can get all the details. We'll have two lucky winners of that trip. Estimated prize value over $2,500. They get to stay at the Princess Royale Oceanfront Resort in Ocean City.
That's nice.
It is a two-night stay. So very nice. And hopefully somebody who maybe hasn't been there before, maybe someone's sitting there thinking, gee, I've never been to this Ocean City place. Let me try that.
Well, you send them up to Princess Royale, they're going to be up in the north side. They're going to have to take the bus down to the boardwalk. Boardwalk starts about 30, down in the 28, 30, or down there, down. But
Is
it's
there
still.
no limit to your knowledge? Is there no limit to your knowledge?
You and I get together in Ocean City every summer, and we're going to do that in Mako in August again. And I love Ocean City. You know,
You are a walking ambassador, Nestor.
I don't like it when it's 55 and raining like it's going to be this weekend. John Martin
Ooh.
is here. We have a month, like this is a month where you like to speak out about this. I went out to the website. We talked a little bit about this. Education for Problem Gambling Awareness Month. That's a lot for me to say, but I say this every month and I say this all the time. And I was just in Vegas, right? I mean, I was just bing, 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 but state.
Yep.
I felt like Nick Papageorgiou. That's why I dropped that on you. I was at Circus over the weekend. I saw Wayne Newton signs, the whole deal. I have fun with it. We have a good time. I laugh a little bit, but it's serious if you're addicted to this. And I know I'm not because I spent 3 days in Vegas. I came and my wife said, hey, did you gamble a little bit? I'm like, nah, yeah, I watched other people gamble. I had a good time. So that's kind of how I handle it. But a lot of people can't do that.
A lot of people can't, and there's help. That's the good news. You can start by looking at mdlottery.com and other resources that are available to understand the games that you're playing. First and foremost, I try to stress when I talk to people about this, it's education. Don't play a game if you don't understand how it's played or how you can win. Secondly, put aside some budgeted money you can afford to be entertained with and lose. It can't be the money that you're hoping to pay the next grocery bill or rent or things that are obligations. So understand and for some people maybe it's a time limit. Hey, I'm going to be in this casino for 30 minutes and that's it. So it's all about understanding the game, educating yourself, knowing the bet and setting aside the guidelines both in time and in dollars. And a lot of times too, they talk about Las Vegas or even one of our gaming facilities here in the state of Maryland. Make it a social thing. Go with another couple, go with friends, go with family members. No one should be alone doing these types of things. People can get into some dark spaces. If you can make it more social, more fun, more make it again a night out. Make it entertainment if you're going to see a show like you're going to see a Springsteen concert. Going to and keep it at that level. and then you'll be fine. And if you need some help, 1-800-GAMBLER. If you know someone who needs help, maybe they don't recognize they need it, but you do. You're a spouse, a family member, a friend, a work associate. You can still call 1-800-GAMBLER and get help for yourself and in order to help them.
John, I have a sad story for you. I was at the Maryland party at the pool at the Encore, and Vegas is like $25, $50 minimum hands or whatever. There was a table that was a $15 outdoor pool, not a pool table like billiards,
Yes.
a blackjack table at a pool in a veranda with lots of Maryland people around and some people that knew me. And I'm watching them, and the table was full, and I couldn't sit down. I had some money, but I wasn't going to play. I'm watching $15 hands. I can kind of handle that a little bit. So I look down and I watch the hand or two, and I'm watching them, come out of the shoe. And the dealer deals out, nine for you, 10 for you, 10 for you, ace for you, six for the dealer. Everybody, oh, this is, we're gonna get rich. This is our hand here, Flip it 19, flip it 20, flip it back, flip it now. Nah, no blackjack, but you got a 20.
I know
Dealer,
how it ends, Nestor. I know how it ends.
you
Go
know how it
ahead.
ends. Dealer turned to five and just blew everybody up. And at that point, I'm like, I went back for another orange crush to the bar, and I thought, this is what John and I talk about. This is slow your roll, everybody out there, because sometimes that dealer's going to flip a five on a six, and we're all going to go home not feeling good about ourselves. And sometimes John Martin's going to do a segment with me, and Sam Basayo is going to hit a bomb in Tampa and cost you and the Maryland Lottery money right here in the middle of the segment. John Martin can be found at the front of Baltimore Positive. You can find me doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in Catonsville at the Fishmonger's Daughter. And that's a good bet always on Thursday that I'll be there in the afternoon. I've got lots of folks, and I'm going to be giving lots of these away at a restaurant we talked a lot about from our partners at Fadley's, including last week. It is now open and ready to go, and it's not just like fish. I mean, my wife got a cheeseburger, delicious drinks, very upscale, right there on Frederick Road next to State Fair. John, did I get everything in? Did we get all of our winners in here? That
We
any?
did. We did. And if we miss something, mdlottery.com for all the winner stories, all the current promotions, the new game launches, your source for information.
And if anybody wins that Truist lounge thing with the Oreos and Omer and Rich's, eat extra dessert on my behalf. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.